Blog Talk Radio.
To start reading at chapter 3, verse 1, and I'll read a few chapters here. It says, "My son, forget not thy law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Now, who are you going to listen to, God or man? They're telling you these days that you don't have to follow God's commandments, but that is a lie. Of the pit of hell where they want to take you with them. Don't listen to them. You need to commandments for the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And this is my favorite scripture here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil, for it shall be health to thy bones, to thy neighbor, and marrow unto thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase, so that thy bond be filled with plenty, and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. Son, despise not tithing of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. I have read to you chapter 3 of Proverbs, verses 1 through I believe 10. I don't think I read 10. have yet not. So that's those. I hope God will give you an understanding of what has been read, and that you will follow up and go back and read Proverbs chapter 3 for yourself. All of it is good writings for you, and you should follow it and understand it. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. That's what I want you to read. And remember the fourth commandment in chapter 20. For it reads, I want you to read it for yourself. It reads, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And Sabbath observance starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday. If that's important for you sheep to learn from this Bible teaching, you are to keep the Sabbath day. How many times must I say that to you? All my life? And that I will do if God gives me the opportunity to live and tell you and remind you that you are to keep the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And the Sabbath day is a Saturday if you don't understand that. Let me tell you the feast of God, of our Father. Our Father has the Passover day, which is a lamb was sacrificed and the blood placed around the doorpost of the Israelites when they were in Egypt. So remember, that's the Passover. And the Passover was, it's already passed. It was this past March the 30th. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that is a seven-day festival, which leavening or putting yeast in your bread, you don't bake yeast or get powder in your bread during unleavened days. And that was March the 31st to April the 6th. And the next annual feast is the day of Pentecost. And that will be on May the 20th. And the day of Pentecost is the gathering of saints in small shelters or little houses or huts. And it's the annual harvest, 50 days from the previous leavening of day, unleavened bread. The day of Pentecost is celebrating the gathering in the small of the annual festival, of the smallest of the annual festival, 50 days after the day of unleavened bread. That's May the 20th. After that, 50 days passes, you are to have the Feast of Trumpets. I feel that I want to cough. Excuse me, Chief. Days after the day of Pentecost, that will be on September the 10th. Following feast will be the Day of Atonement, and that's on September the 19th. Excuse me, I need to cough some more. I know this Satan's messing with me. That's on September the 19th, the day of fasting and repentance, known to the Jews as Yom Kippur, and that's the Day of Atonement. Following is the Feast of Tabernacle. That will be September the 24th through the 30th. That's a seven-day celebration of the great fall harvest observed by living in temporary dwelling for the duration of the feast. Following that is the last great day. This is an 8-day considered separate feast. And all these feasts, let me blow my nose. I don't know why I act up like this, but that's Satan attacking me. When I get ready, excuse me, I had to burp. When I get ready to tell you sheep about the day, the annual feast, or read to you from the Bible, or anything like that, I start acting up, like, you know, where I start coughing and sneezing and just something to interrupt me. And that is the devil. Let me have a quick prayer with you. Father, you're always welcome to the Feed My Sheep program. So is Yeshua, your son, better known as Jesus. I try to inform the people. It doesn't matter who's listening to what I say. And I thank all of your listeners for turning to this program and listening to me. I may have something to say. As always, you are welcome to the Feed My Sheep program. Come in and listen. You can sit in my easy chair if you want, or my living room chair, I don't care, or even behind my kitchen day program in the kitchen. Excuse me, can you believe somebody is at my door? Hold on one moment, Shady. Don't worry. Come back a little later, please. I'm on my phone. Excuse me, I had company. One of my brothers came over for a second. And nonetheless, I was saying my prayer. I thank God for allowing me this opportunity. And I thank you for always coming in and taking this time out to listen to the Feed My Sheep show. Because you don't have to do that. And I thank you for that. There was another disturbance, and I was told to calm down, and I'm trying to calm down. I want to thank God for always feeding us sheep and giving us the news where I will try and tell you. I not try, but I will always tell you the truth as I know it. And I thank and praise God, our Father in heaven, for this day. And I praise him for the wonderful weather we're having outdoors right now. And I thank him for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit and restoring us, letting us know who he is. I thank him for peace and prosperity and good health in our right minds. I also thank Yeshua for listening to us and praising us and giving us another chance. Yeshua is our Father's Son. I pray in his name. No man can come to God except through him. And this is why I am praying this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You notice I have stopped coughing for a moment. And that is always the devil. He is attacking me. I remember when I first started out doing this, I was real scared, and I'm a little scared now, but it was worse then. And then He fixed it where my voice would get real hoarse. Getting hoarse now, but, you know, I'm going to drink some tea as soon as I can. I have to go to the store and buy it, but so that my voice won't choke up on me. Nonetheless, we're in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. And this is what I'm going to read today to you, sheep. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I would show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, families of the earth be blessed. And this is what one of the questions that I have. I'll tell you what that is in a minute or two after I read this. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the substance that they had together, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto a place of Shechem, unto the plains of Moran, M-O-R-E-N. And the Canaanites were then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed, give this land. So he, in the land of Canaan, he will give to us. And they built, and there built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Excuse me for a moment, see, you just blow the nose. Chapter verse 8. And he removed from this unto the mountains on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai, to the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still towards the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there. Famine was grievous in the land. That means severe. And it came to pass when he was near to enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarah, his wife, behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, they shall say, this is his wife. And they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. He's telling Sarah, they will kill him, but save her alive. And he is telling her, I say, I pray thee, thou art my sister. He's telling Sarah to say that she is his sister instead of his wife, that I may dwell with that I may be well with me, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken unto Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he and asses, and men servants, and male and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh's house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, "What is this thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to be my wife?" Let me read that again. "Why sayest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go thy way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. 12. But this is what I want you see to know, that I have been thinking about Noah and his servants, and what was said to Noah in the previous chapters. It was maybe in chapter 10, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I was wondering about that, in that I'm trying to see where it says which one had the black nation. He had Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. And Canaan is supposed to be a black nation. So I'm wondering why would I always think that Noah was a white person, because him had a black nation, his son. And I looked up Noah on the computer, and I saw that it said that Noah was a black man. That is something I never knew. So, and that I want you sheep to know that. I also want you sheep to read chapter 13, if you can. I might start reading that today, because I find it interesting. And chapter 14, especially chapter 15, those are interesting chapters. What I want you sheep to do is to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. Yes, I do want you to make me a rich woman. I am a struggling black woman. Excuse me, I had to belch. Again, I'm belching. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. I want you to purchase The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen by Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A. There is another woman on there with the name of Sandra, but I want you to purchase my book. I am Sandra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A. And if God blesses me, I will be putting on a few more books when I get the money and when I can type them up and send them in. I will do those as soon as possible. Listen, sheep, I want to have a closing word of prayer with you all. I want to thank our Father for allowing me to have this program. And I thank you all for coming and listening to my program, because you could have been somewhere else doing somewhere something else. We come to our Heavenly Father as humbly as we know how, to thank him for watching over us and protecting us sheep while we sleep, as well as protecting the others while they sleep. God is like, he loves you, and he loves, I love him too, I love you too. He assigned me to feed his sheep because he loved you. I have not heard of any other pastor telling you that they looked on the internet and saw that Noah was a black man. He was a black albino. He was light. There weren't many people in the day of the flood black. In fact, I'm going to say there were no blacks then. And that's why you have the scientists looking for the people who are called the black scientists who made the white race. They made a slave race, the white folks. And they were, and that's spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. And I heard a black preacher called the Son of Man talk about the Anunnaki. But I didn't until I heard on the science program that the scientists saying that the Anunnaki created a slave race. And I know that person, he Anunnakis as well. I want you all to know about Gilgamesh, G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. He is from Mesopotamia. I always wanted to go to Mesopotamia as a little child in the fifth grade when I first heard of it. But they changed the name of Mesopotamia. And I don't know why. Father, I have said that prayer in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. Be back with me on Friday. I come on Friday evening. I hope that whoever is laughing at me will get fired from that station. I pay that station, but I don't pay for to, someone to
help your children
and be laughing at me.
And don't let them fall.
You hear them. You know they
by
are
the good. Side and of the road.
Don't let them come on
to love one another.
Listening in that program.
That heaven might find.
Remember, I want you to read chapter 13. And I
in their heart. Because Jesus.
Goodbye. But now.
He won't let you down. And I know he loves forever in my heart.
Yes, please.
We've got to walk on.
Just like I got to walk on. When somebody's
walk on through temptation. Because he
I'm
and his wisdom will be our help. Jesus.